Hello, this is Ryoki Wendo, Prime Dharma Talk. What is written in a Buddhist Sutra? It's not a story like Bible. It's not philosophy, just a philosophy. Well, some parts are like a story like a Bible, and some parts are a philosophy. However, it is, if you really deeply try to understand in a spiritual level, it is really quite deep and interesting. Well, one part of the typical Mahayana Buddhist practice, before the chanting the sutra, there's a poems that's called Gemon in an old way, old saying. It's a poem is written for couple sentences. Any sutra chanting starts, there is the poem, and this poem start as Mujo Jinjin Mimyo. Mujo Jinjin Mimyo no Ho means the Dharma incredibly deep, nothing more. Let's say this nothing, I just translated as nothing more, is Mujo, the word Mujo. However, this Mujo means it's nothing more. There's no limitation in the Dharma. I mean the truth. That's why it is written nothing more beyond. The meaning of this Mujo, the nothing more, from my point of view, from the experience of the body sensation of the enlightenment, this is talking about the real form of the universe, which is infinite development. The universe is not material. The universe is a spirit itself. Maybe we are looking as material, the world, but actually, this is our projection of our subconsciousness. And actually, the world, the universe itself, is the spirit, the infinitive development spirit. If there's no infinite development, it is not the universe or world. For us, the human being, it's so difficult to imagine the world of infinite exist, because we are living in the limited world. Also, we are trapped into the duality world by our conscious. And for we human beings, it's so difficult to imagine the world of infinite, because we are living in the world. As the time goes by, everything goes down, everything becomes bad. The food becomes bad, and everything just become old and bad. So as our bodies, as years goes by. Therefore, we human beings create illusion. For example, And everybody thinks that this age of yourself is continuous forever. Even the children, 10-year-old children's image is this world is same, my feeling is same. Maybe I'm like 10 years old. Like 20-year-old people also imagine that it is states forever. Even 60-year-old people have subconsciously think that this continues forever. This image comes from our from the projection of our desire, other wish. At least we hope this continues, because subconsciously, I know, you know, that as time goes by, things go down, and people easily attach to the money because that's the only thing that increases the quality, even the time goes by, because it is money. With the interest, it increases the numbers. It's our desire that, or just the opposite projection from our fear, maybe. Also, interpreting the Buddhism, for example, the concept of the emptiness. Usually people imagine, the people means including the studies of the Buddhism. When they hear the word emptiness, they imagine, all of us maybe imagine that it's nothing, just nothing exists, just empty. One aspect, it is true, which means that other body sensation, when you experience emptiness, it's just nothing. I mean, there's no, just non-duality exists. Non-duality, there's no division, there's no separation, there's no conflict, nothing exists. So it's kind of a contradiction that if the essence of the world, the truth of the world, true reality of the world is non-duality, what does that mean? Infinite development. Because the development is from the increasing the levels, increasing the number of the levels, or levels just itself. But it's totally different concept of that level and infinite development. It's nothing to do with levels, but everything increases. The richness increases, the happiness increases, the joyfulness increases. Everything increases moment to moment to moment. And nothing is the same, only increases the richness, whatever the merit of the, all the merit of the great spirit of the universe. This is the true reality of the essence, and this is called the emptiness. And because this is the true reality of the world, we have to practice based on this state of the heart, which means there's no goal. Every moment is a start line to increase all aspects of ourselves. Also the spiritual aspect of the world. The comfort increases, the great love increases, the joyfulness increases, just everything increases every moment to moment. Overcome the fear of the decreasing. These fears all come from the fear of the death. But the true reality of the universe is its infinite development. Never accept a goal. There's no goal. It's only the start point and increases the depth and highness. The shines of the spirit increases. This is the essence of the practice. Thank you.